With musers and time to muse in the news with Gordo, brought to us by D&M Leasing and All Pro Foundation Repair.
Well, he's only been on the campaign trail for 4 days, but Rick Perry's already made a pretty big stir because, did you see what he said about Ben Bernanke?
Mm-hmm.
He was up there in Iowa, and he was in a backyard speaking at a little rally, and he said of the Federal Reserve that, he said, if this guy prints more money, we would treat him pretty ugly if he came down here to Texas. I don't know what you guys would do in Iowa. We'd treat him pretty ugly if he came down to Texas. And printing money to play politics at this particular time in American history is almost treacherous or treasonous, in my opinion.
So what would we do?
So he's called the Fed chairman. He said he's committing treason, or it's almost treasonous to print more money.
And he implied that if he came down here to Texas,
we'd handle it.
I guess we'd... What would we do?
Beat him up or...
Worse?
So it's making... So will the Wild-Ass Cowboy Act go over well or go over poorly with the nation at large?
I would say it's going to go over very well based on yesterday's Fox News GOP candidate poll. Less than a week after announcing that he's in the race, Rick Perry has a commanding lead. 29% of the vote, according to this Fox poll. Mitt Romney has slipped to 18% of the vote. So right now, Rick Perry has a double-digit lead. Michelle Bachmann, 13%.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Giorgio, I think he's got... Unless he completely messes it up. I mean...
Which he's capable of.
He is capable of doing that. But he has something that, Mitt Romney does not have.
Personality.
That's true Christianity. I think that Mitt Romney's Mormonism hurts him with, the conservative out there.
Okay, but don't you think Rick Perry's got to work on his wave, though?
Yes, he needs to stop waving. And you can see this on GordonKeith.com, which you can get to by going to theticket.com. Yeah, Rick Perry waves with his hand pointed straight out in an odd fashion, and then somebody sent me the picture of Rick Perry giving that disturbing wave, and they put a Charlie Chaplin mustache on him.
Oh, that's terrible. All right.
Now, come So... He was given a chance to withdraw those comments about Ben Bernanke's treasonous printing of money. And he stood by what he said, and he explained, I'm just passionate about the issue.
Oh, okay.
Once again, the great force field of passion.
He's going to be the Republican candidate. I won't go so far as to say that he'll beat Obama. I think it all depends on what happens with the economy in the next 18 months. But he will be the Republican candidate.
And he also said he wants to make sure that each member of the military, quote, respects highly the President of the United States. Odd word order, but... so people started saying, so you're claiming that the military doesn't respect Barack Obama? And because Rick Perry has military experience, Barack Obama does not. And he said Obama had the opportunity to serve his country, I'm sure, at some time, and he made the decision that that wasn't what he wanted to do.
Please don't turn the election into that.
It's great. It's so great. And then he discussed
disaster.
Patriotism, and he said that the American people want a president who's actually in love with America. And then he was asked if he was suggesting
that... These are like their commercials yesterday.
Yes. And then he was asked if he was suggesting that Obama is not in love with America, and Rick Perry said... Hey, you need to ask him that question.
I'll just throw it out there, then you ask him.
That's right. It's wonderful.
It's horrible.
And no one realizes that they're being played when these kinds of things are said. It's so funny.
And if you say anything against them, all of a sudden, according to email the last couple of days, I'm against America.
That's right. You hate America.
I'm no longer conservative.
You want to America to enjoy a culture of failure.
Yeah. I'm all of a sudden for Obama... And no longer conservative because I don't like Rick Perry.
Right.
Because I don't want Rick Perry to represent conservative America, something's wrong with me.
Something's wrong with you. You must hate America.
Yeah, I guess so.
Obama, reacted to this Perry criticism and said that he would cut Rick Perry some slack. His quote was, cut him some slack. He's only been at it for a few days now. Pretty good response. And Karl Rove is already attacking Rick Perry. Apparently, those two didn't like each other too much, even in the Bush days. And, you know, because Rick Perry's already kind of taken swipes at George Bush. You know, he said, hey, I'm not George Bush. George Bush went to Yale. I went to Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of down home America, right? And this is kind of reminiscent, though, if you guys recall George W. Bush. At one point, this is about 10 years ago, he was distinguishing himself from his father, and he said, my dad went to Greenwich Country Day School in Connecticut. I went to San Jacinto Junior High in Midland. I'm sorry. So everyone loves playing that card about... Mm-hmm.
Common man,
yeah.
Common education.
Mm-hmm. And we fall for it. What's wrong with wanting someone to go to the best schools in all of America?
Get a great education.
No matter where they are.
Not that A&M is a poor education, but...
When did being smarter than the common man become a detriment to you?
Yeah.
I don't know how just common A&M is. That's not really easy to get into.
I don't want a common man in the White House. I want the uncommon, brilliant than everybody else guy.
Than me.
Yes. Yeah. Way smarter than me. I don't want my uncle in the White House. Mm-hmm. I just don't. Michelle Bachmann, also running for president, the representative from Minnesota. Yesterday, she was speaking to some attendees at an event called Join Team Bachmann, a rally in Spartanburg, South Carolina, good southern state. And she began by saying, before we get started, let's all say happy birthday to Elvis Presley today.
Oh, no.
Happy birthday.
We played you a little bit of Promised Land when we pulled up, and you can't do better than Elvis Presley, and we thought we would celebrate his birthday as we get started celebrating taking our country back to work.
Oh, no.
Just like Elvis would want.
The problem is, Michelle, yesterday was the day that he took a nosedive off a toilet, yeah, bit his tongue in half, and died.
And he didn't work like the last 30 years of his life, so let's not really associate Elvis with going back to work.
Somebody should have nudged her on that one and quickly corrected that. Guess what Barack Obama's doing, though? We got to give attention to the other side. He's traveling in a bus that costs $1.1 million.
Funded by us,
yes,
the taxpayers.
Or is it funded by the Democratic
No, this Party? This is the taxpayers.
This is that new Secret Service bus that all presidents will get to use.
Okay, don't focus on that.
No.
Barack Obama, $1.1 million bus. I don't know about you guys, but I can't just ride around in a $1 million bus.
You're not the president, idiot.
President.